Close your eyes. Let yourself take a deep cleansing breath and relax. And another one. And with every breath, you can feel yourself relax still further. And as you take another deep breath, with the exhalation, let go of all your cares and worries of the day, all of the tensions. Let go of all the things that distract you and feel yourself drift easily, deeply into that light and being and spirit body who is you eternally. That light and mind that knows all that you need to know, that sees from the past through the present and into the future, because there is no time or space for this wonderful being that you are, this eternal, invulnerable soul. I'm going to count from 3 to 1, and with each count, you're going to move deeper and deeper into your ability to perceive spirit around you. 3. Feel your arms and legs and all of your body grow heavy and just let go of all tensions. Let your muscles smooth out, relax and relax as you move deeper and deeper into that part of you that lives and walks in the world of spirit eternally. 2, feel your chest and back, organs, face and head, hands and feet. Feel all parts of you smooth out, relax, grow heavy as your body grows more and more relaxed and you sink deeper and deeper into the spirit that you are. 3. This is the being that you are forever, that part of you that connects with all other spirit guides and teachers. 1. Completely and easily, fully relaxed. Any parts of your body that call your attention is there for a reason. Any part that you notice for a reason. 4. In this experience of your spirit, you are meant here and now to step into the world of spirit in your mind and in your heart. Imagine yourself doing this now. 5. And make a call to your higher teacher or your guide or to the divine and Holy Spirit to come forth, to lift your vibration, lift your ease, your comfort, and allow yourself to have the joy of knowing the spirit people that you see and work with every day from the spirit you are. This process is to help learn how you personally identify spirit. So tell all of the spirit beings that are going to approach you to use their thoughts, their impressions, to help you know them more completely. Tell the spirit world you'd like to hear or feel or sense their names, how they lived, what they did, who they are to you. They will do this in many ways, by where they stand, whom they come with, what you see and sense. And to get you started, we're going to call somebody from your father's side of the family. And I'd like you to notice this person approach you. Notice specifically from which direction he or she approaches you. And then where they stand when they get to you. Now, you may have recognized this person already, but I'd also like you to ask for a symbol, either through their work or any items that they might show you through your mind's eye. Who they are by what they did. Any tools, implements, clothing, or even by where they lived, farmland, city. Simply notice any symbol, or image that comes to you, even if it's only a partial one. And let this person impress your body now. Let this person impress your body with just a pressure or a tickle, or just simply your attention being drawn to a certain part of your body. And this can give you the message of how they died or any chronic condition they may have had or any physical trait that was significant for them. Just notice what you notice. Very well. Now we are going to call to someone from mother's family. Someone from mother's family. Again, it could be your own mother, it could be a grandmother, grandfather, your mother's sister, brothers, aunts, or uncles. Any individual, or even if two individuals come, that's fine. But notice, first and foremost, what direction from which they approach. And when they get to you, where do they stand? What location are they in proximity to you? Is it different from father's family? Now ask for any names. Any names at all. It could be the name of the person you're seeing. Sometimes spirit gives you names of living people through whom they are connected. That's fine too. Don't make yourself wrong. Don't go into your left brain and analyze or observe. Just perceive. Now ask for any physical sensations, any nuances in your body, any pressures, tickles, or even just an awareness of any part of your body that this person would like to share with you, through which he or she identifies their own experience. Now also ask for any images or concepts. You could get visual images in your mind's eye, or the ideas might just pop in your mind. But ask for any symbols or images that would indicate any tools this person worked with, the type of clothes they might have worn, any identifying characteristic of their activity, their occupation, or where they lived. Or indeed even how they lived. Let this person share with you any kind of last-minute thought that he or she might just like to give you, since you're connecting. Or just something personal that would like to be said at this moment. Very well, now we are going to invite one or two past life guides. Ties to you, people with whom you have had at least one, but probably a number of past lives, where your experience with this person or these people is so significant that you share history as well as future, and indeed as well as evolutionary purposes together. See the approach of this past life guide, and first and foremost at this moment, notice the direction from which he or she comes. If you'd like, you can ask for a name, but often people from higher realms or from past lives don't really feel a need to share names. But certainly you can also ask for now any images of clothing, occupation, avocation, and interest, whether it be thoughts or ideas of types of apparel or tools, or even images or symbols of what they used to do. Ask for anything that would indicate to you what this past life tie did in one or more of your past lives together. Ask also for an awareness of what the relationship was between you and this person. Father, husband, daughter, friend, sister, brother. What relationship did you have in the most recent or even the most significant life that you've had with this person? And finally, ask this past life guide, why does this past life guide come to you now? Very well, finish that up with him and simply cast your consciousness, your awareness down closer to the floor. And just scan the area around you to see if there's a presence of an animal or a pet, either of yours or the family's, from recently or from long ago. Just notice if there's any furry loved ones around you. Very well. Lift your consciousness now in the other direction. Up, up above the past life guides, up above mother and father's family, up a little higher. And ask for one of your higher teachers, your master teachers. And look for them with your mind's eye and with your heart. Notice their colors too, because at this level of being, your higher teachers are not quite as focused on giving you names as identifying themselves through their energy. Notice their auras, the colors in their auras, the radiance of their auras, how far their auras stand out from their bodies, or if any of their chakras are glowing. Notice their robes too, if indeed they're wearing robes. Notice that. And ask this guide, this higher teacher, to simply give you a word, an impression, a symbol of what you're meant to do with him or her. What he or she shares with you along your path that you walk together. It doesn't have to be a whole story, just a little bit of an image. For you will work with this master for a long time to come. And finally, let this master teacher hold his hand out to you, over your head or just facing towards you. Through the palms of his hand or hands, allow him or her to send light to you. Notice the colors. Feel it wrap around you. Let yourself simply receive the gift of loving light at this moment, as an indication of his embrace and his connection to you. Very well, bring your consciousness back into your own personal experience. I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and with every count, you will become more aware of your body, remembering everything that happened. 1. Coming back, feel your shoulders and arms, hands, legs, knees, and feet. 2, coming back more and more completely, aware of the room, aware of the chair in which you sit. And 3, all the way back now, knowing that it is your ability to continue to discover all of these guides, and with just a commitment, on a daily basis, you can learn to navigate this spirit world easily.